too late now. Sorry. No, you can do it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's really, really warm in this room. But if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you're probably sick of me complaining about how warm it is. We are moving a new studio. But because it's warm here, because it's the studio is packed. Packed with people here. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you want to tell us who you are? That's joining me.
That's guess, your job.
Yeah.
I'm Sham.
Because I wasn't sure about you. Yeah.
I'm Mel.
Yeah.
And I'm Bill.
And you guys are in, you guys are playing a show. You guys are in a band. First show ever.
Yeah.
Playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Can we say where it is on the air? Does it matter?
We can't say the address, I don't think.
I don't know.
Maybe okay.
I doubt it.
It's like, can we say like a colored door? Is that?
Well, we can say Red Gate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because it always seems so. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. You guys are playing a show at the Red Gate.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and the name of the band is Softess.
Softess. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
S-O-F-T-E-S-S.
Yeah. Because you guys made a recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we brought it.
Yeah, let's talk about, I don't know, before we start, let's maybe quickly talk about the band. How did that come about? If you want to. Does anyone, if you want to?
Well, we needed therapy. I think the three of us required therapy, and that was the beginning.
That sounds like a joke, but it's true. We were both, I think we were kind of all music starved a little bit and needing to, like, write songs, and...
So the music is like a therapy for you guys.
Well, that sounds so stupid to say that, but it's kind of, yeah, it kind of is. It's, I think just because it's fun, and then we get to hang out, and we all like each other, and
a lot,
yeah. So
I like them a lot.
Lovely, and you brought some records, and
yeah we did bring a
huge amount of records. It's so much piling up in here, and we're gonna play some of that. Gonna play some of that tonight. Also, to let you know, Feng Shui is playing a live set in about an hour's time. They're setting up now in the other studio, many studios at CITR. So they're setting up. They'll be on the air live in about an hour's time. Stick around for that as well. It's gonna be tons and tons of excitement tonight. Everything is live. That's why the show is called Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And we're gonna start off with some music. This is from The Last of the Neighbors. A song called Good, Good Things on CITR 101.9 FM.
Where were you when I was in so much?
We're gonna talk first. So that was Bathhouse with a song called "Face Caught in a Bear Trap." Shami, what was
that? Was a band from a few years ago that was myself and Mr. Ugly, and we recorded the same set many times, maybe 10 or 11 times, and released the same set of songs 11 times. So that was from one of those. That's why I couldn't remember which release it was off, because it was the same 8 songs.
Achieving muscle memory, though.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good exercise.
Were they in the same order?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think Rockin', I remember that band Rockin'?
Yeah, they did the same thing.
Well, no, but they put
Sean always had a neck brace.
Yeah, but they put it out a couple times, but I think they reordered the songs.
Right. We never did.
Yeah.
And we're talking about doing something this year, and of course it'll have to be the same order and the same 8 songs.
Perfect. Perfect. And we start off the set with some The Last of the Neighbors.
Which was the first band that I toured with.
Perfect.
And that was a Descendants cover.
When did you go on tour? It's so long
I
ago.
Think, yeah, like it was 1981. Yeah. No, 81, 82.
81,
yeah.
81. Yeah. Yeah, wow. Well,
Joel retired recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
81, 82. It was
yeah. But he's still rocking.
Yeah. You guys brought all your 8 tracks.
Yeah.
8-track exactly. tapes. Yeah. You sell them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some 7 inches. They don't call them 7 inches then. They call them singles. Yeah.
Yeah. Singles.
Oh. I'm behind.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, let's talk a bit about the new record. I'm here with Sham, Mel, and Bill. The band is called Softus. Dark Power, I assume, is the name of the record.
That's right.
And a couple songs, well, more than a couple songs, and there's 8 tracks on there. You want to play a track off it, and then we'll talk about how that song worked. Break it down and chord by chord. No,
behind the music.
We could do play by play with it.
Yeah.
And maybe then we'll cut to interview the sound.
The key. Let's start with the one in the key of C. That would be nice.
I think number 7.
It's number 7. Prayer Rites. It's the name of the track. Oh.
You can use the forward button on the CD thing. That doesn't look like it's working at all. That's a disaster.
It is a disaster.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on a second. Why? How can
it's
it
on
not?
I think it's because it's on pause.
That file no, was but like it's a 13-minute file,
and it doesn't advance.
That CD.
Oh, it just wait. Or is it a? No, it's a. It's. Hang on a second. Oh, here we go.
backwards. Hope this work. Doesn't happen on Saturday. Wow.
Welcome to Campus Radio.
Good thing the studio is moving.
What the host doesn't know how to
hopefully
cue a CD.
Hopefully there's some new equipment or something.
Like CD is so prized.
Well, I know. I didn't want to bring a CD, and it was actually the first band fight we had was talking about, should we bring a cassette? Should we upload it? But we're not going to put that.
So are you? It's a release party though, right?
It is a release.
But the release is like, is a record or is it a CD or is it a cassette?
It's a tape.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But we used some sort of translational software to move it from cassette to CD because we thought that would be easier. But I guess it's not.
Yeah.
I think it's my fault.
I'm sorry.
I think it's my fault.
I'm sorry.
All my fault. I almost played it off the wrong CD player. Also.
Party for shearing pinks turning 10 years.
Yeah, that's more importantly.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's some reason that Mormon Crosses are playing too, which is a celebration of some sort. Too.
Old friends, and they're amazing.
Yeah, Mormon Crosses. It's going to be amazing. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two bands I've seen many times.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Me too, yeah.
Absolutely.
I love them though.
But let me try to play a track off the cassette player. Maybe that's why I'm trying to press fast forward on them. Remember, anyways.
Do you got YouTube on this?
Everything. Okay. Everything. Got YouTube. I was just going to have the talk. That was Softus with a song called Prayer Rites. I'm trying to figure out which side to play on this record. Oh. But both of them are blue. I can't tell. Let's talk more about
that.
Oh, perfect. Let's. Why don't you guys talk a bit about your phone calls?
Discuss.
Well, I liked it. Like, I thought that sounded great.
Phone call head.
Thanks, Shammy.
Here's me not talking to. It's me not talking to my phone call. Has played on Radio Hell before, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Do you remember when that was? This is me trying to drag out the conversation.
Yeah, I missed the OMD cover too. I don't know when that was. It was probably like three years ago. It was a while ago. Yeah.
And you had a good time, and now you came back.
Yeah. I played on here with Diane too, twice, I think, or maybe three times. It was like all us for a month, I think. That was like Diane's special for a month.
It was, wasn't it? It was Diane, and also the last time was with Crosses, because you guys were going to go on tour.
Yeah, and then we played with Cascadia too one time. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. And now you're playing with Mormon Crosses again.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to play. What track am I playing off this?
This is A Chain Drawn by Wind.
But is it the first track?
So yes, just totally.
Right, perfect.
Aerosol Constellations.
Yeah, this is a super self-indulgent thing we're doing. We're just playing our old bands.
I'm going to let the record start.
And talking about ourselves.
Yeah,
someone has to.
Yeah.
Yeah, any technical difficulties, I blame myself, but let's do this. Here we go. Thank you.
Black Veil Brides burn down Vancouver's Vogue Theatre this February 25th. You think you can handle it? These Wild Ones invite you to experience their live show featuring openers Ghost Town and Memphis Mayfire. Tickets are available online through Union Events and at the Vogue Theatre box office. This February 25th at the Vogue Theatre, mark the date in your calendar. In black. This heart of fire is burning
brown. Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I am joined on the air by Bill, Mel, and Sham. Just a quick reminder, in about a little bit over half an hour's time, Feng Shui will be playing live on the air. They are pretty much, looks like they're mostly set up, just doing a sound check and all
they
that stuff.
They look good.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Very nice kids.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them kids.
I saw them warming up.
Well, I guess I'm old. I think that's the only reason why I'm calling them kids.
Well, you're older than me. But we don't need to get into that.
Very nice band from
East
Fan.
They were warming up.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely band. So please stick around for that. You're going to enjoy it very much. But until then, I'm here with Softus playing the brand new record that they have out.
Or brand parts new of it. Parts I don't want
to... All of it. No, it's too late. When you're gone, it's just...
Yeah.
It's got to be on a loop. Get your cassette decks ready and press record.
I don't want to make this tedious or anything, but it's only part of it.
Okay. a big show coming up on Saturday as part of a cassette release also.
It is a big show, and I think it's nice to think about how it'll feel when we're setting up right before our first show.
Yeah.
And what those feelings will be like.
Well, it's a big Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
Which you guys love playing Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's we really do. Yeah.
And Sharing Pink's.
All three of us are in relationships.
Yeah. Sharing Pink's 10-year anniversary show. That's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
I remember going to their first show. That's how old I am.
Yeah, I went to their first show.
You were like 37 when they played for the first time, weren't you?
37?
Yeah.
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 I wasn't born yet, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. I know. You look great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can't believe they let someone my age have a show.
skin does look good under the lighting, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. That's why I want these warm lights instead of the fluorescent.
Yeah, it's preserving you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look young.
Thanks so much for coming up. But we played some songs
before
that. Let's talk about that.
What did we play?
Aerosol.
Yeah, that's my band with Jeremy from Sharing Pinks. And
what's the name of the song that we played?
Chain Drawn by Wind.
Perfect. And Stana Mamantis after that?
Yeah, that was after I joined the band with Mike and Bill.
Yeah.
And that song was called Every Town Has Its Stupid Side.
Yeah, and is that still happening? Is it just totally never...
Oh, I mean, we don't need to get into that. We don't need to talk about that.
Okay, fair enough.
You know?
All right. Every town has a stupid side. Maybe I'm the stupid side.
I wouldn't say that at all. No, I don't think that was written about you at all.
Yeah, perfect.
No.
What is
do you feel
what,
that way?
No. What is the stupid side of Vancouver? No, let's not talk about
that.
We
don't need to get into that. No, this is...
We can say that about Edmonton, which I wanted to say, the whole town.
Oh, where?
Edmonton. Have you been to Edmonston?
Yeah, I have.
Edmonston?
Yeah,
it's different from Edmonton?
No. Yeah,
Edmonston.
It's in...
Really?
It's in New Brunswick.
I thought you were just mispronouncing Edmonton.
Yeah, it's Edmonston. It's
Edmonston.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not
very dumb town. it's not my. Well, I think it has its stupid side, and that's the point.
Yeah,
it's that. You know,
but every town does. Yeah. And I'm sure it has.
I'm just saying that town obviously had a stupid side, but
yeah, exactly. Anyways,
this is going nowhere. But
I appreciated you clarifying that. Actually, that was good because I don't know anyone from Edmonston, but I think it's important to note that there's very good sides to that place. I'm sure.
Well, Mr. Rotvazin is from Edmonston. I
don't know who that is.
All right.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let's.
Is that Johnny Sizzle?
No, Rock Fuzine.
Johnny Sizzle.
Oh, Rock Fuzine.
Rock Fuzine. Johnny Sizzle is from Winnipeg.
That's right.
Yeah.
Johnny Sizzle.
Yeah, I've actually seen him in Winnipeg.
Does he still have a cable TV show?
I don't know.
He was kind of famous for having a cable TV access show, and he play, and then he had people come on.
I've seen some of that. Yeah. Bunch of that was loaded up to YouTube recently.
Weird. Yeah.
Bunch of that stuff.
He's like Canadian Johnny Cash.
Man, I don't know about that.
I wouldn't
Johnny Cash had his own show.
I don't know about that at all.
Yeah. I think Johnny... Yeah,
is that like Bob Sager?
No.
But Johnny Cash's own show wasn't on like cable TV, though. And I say it in a good way.
I don't know if it was.
You know how cable TV is awesome? And I think Johnny Sizzle's show is sort of really awesome in a good way.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah.
I love cable TV shows.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyways. We're going to play a song from Dark Power. We're going to play Promises. What can you tell me about the song?
Well, we wrote some lyrics.
We wrote half of it before we took a 4-month break.
It
might be a good point to put out a general sorry.
Yeah.
A global sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Do you just check your watch?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how much time we have to play the whole record. We only have two songs down. We got another six to go.
We only have one song down.
Yeah, one song down. Seven to go.
That's because we're sort of rediscovering the back catalog of all our back catalogs.
But we haven't gotten deep yet. Yeah. Like,
no, we're going to go deep.
So,
you heard of POTUS?
No.
Okay. Well, there's some of that. We got some of that queued up.
Perfect. I'm just
on that CD player that you can't fast forward through.
That's I like it.
That's
it's,
my
it's,
fault.
It's nice to go back in time.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it? So you guys are you recorded all this before you even played a live show?
Yeah.
Is that harder? Do you find it's easier? Is it harder? Is it something that you guys refreshing. Were you even like thinking about that, or just it just happened that way, or was it something
you just kind of happened that way? We just started playing together 6 months ago, and then
could have played a show still.
We were kind of like putting it off, and
just waiting
like,
for the big show. Obviously,
yeah, no,
we'll play the String Pink's 10th.
We need to make them wait.
Yeah.
That's what we were thinking. We took like a break. Yeah, we took a couple months off because of like surgeries and like a bunch of weird stuff. And
a general lack of interest.
Yeah, everybody didn't want to do it anymore. Yeah. No, we'd had enough.
Yeah.
But, we just started again like a month ago.
Yeah.
And then we kind of got them all together, all the songs. And then the show came up. Shearing Pinks asked us to play. And you can't say no when Shearing Pinks asks you to play, and especially 10-year anniversary. So we said yes, and then we kind of
flailed.
Yeah, a little bit, and got it all together kind of fast. And then Bill recorded it on Friday. We just recorded it. So we kind of scrambled, but it sounds good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And Bill's also open for recording too now. So
We brought an ad. Are you going to play that?
He's affordable.
For Bill's recording studio? No.
It's called the Rat Cave.
Well, how should people get a hold of... is there like a website?
Thanklessrecords@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay.
And he would love to help you out.
Perfect. And this is a sample of it. Promises from Softus. The album is called Dark Power on CITR. We'll be right back.
Swedish death metal legends In Flames bring their siren charms to Vancouver this March 9th at the Vogue Theater. Over 2 million records sold, In Flames have been innovators for 25 years. Featuring openers All That Remains and Woven War, In Flames play this March 9th at the Vogue Theater. Tickets are available online at unionevents.com, northerntickets.com, Scrape Records, and the Vogue Theater box office.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Yeah.
the tapes out in the van?
No.
Ooh, you can hear a bit of the
jazz.
A little bit of the band. That was Softus with a song called Free Association. I am here live in the studio with my guest DJ's host, which is the members of Softus. Thanks for coming into this sauna of a room.
Thanks, thanks for having us.
But Sham, you still have a jacket on, so obviously it's not.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fan was nice.
I'm sweating like rock cuisine. That was great so far. I love the album. Big show on Saturday, as I keep mentioning. Red Gate. If you don't know where that is, ask around. I'm sure you'll figure out where that is. It's a nice place. Nice
or
show.
Get an album produced by, recorded by Bill, and email thanklessrecords@gmail.com, and maybe he'll let you know where it is.
You have to pay in advance, and then he'll send you the address.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
We played... Very
slowly. Well...
Before Softus, we played some Diane.
Yep.
With a... it's a split... that's the record you guys put out before your...
Yeah,
tour.
That's my old band. We were supposed to go on tour with Mormon Crosses, right. And then it just didn't happen. it sucked.
I printed shirts for that.
I know, we printed shirts and like bags, and then we made this tape together, a split, and it's all those things still rule. We just didn't go on tour.
Yeah.
So whatever.
No, that's too bad. But, you know, sometimes maybe it's a blessing. And
Maybe. Maybe we would have died on it.
Yeah, it could have been
what I'm going to tell myself.
Earthquake or something. I don't know what happened that week.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That was a tour.
Yeah.
And
then we played...
Shamshin
Texas. Shammy. We played Don LaRange.
Yeah, that song was Corey Hart lyrics. I'm a bit of a fanatic.
Is it actually Corey Hart lyrics?
Yeah, there's a blend of different songs.
I only really know that one song.
Sunglasses at Night, yeah.
I don't think there's any of that in there.
Yeah.
But he played a farewell show in Montreal last year, and I really should have had a job, one that would have enabled me to buy a ticket and go out there for that.
Because a farewell show. Like,
his kids had never seen him play.
Oh,
I don't
so
think
he
played in 15 or 20 or 20.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. And does he live in Montreal? Is that why he played
Montreal?
Oh, well, interesting.
So he kind of did this, like, you know, 3-hour show one time, just sort of so his kids could see him play. And I really wished I could have seen
that. Was there any, like, videos of it on YouTube or any of that?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm super curious.
I know, me too. We could pull that up. Well, we have hard enough time with the CD player.
I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on.
What are we playing now?
Well, we're really excited to play POTUS track, which is Bill's old band.
Should we play Medicine before
we'll play one more song off Dark Power by Softus, which is Medicine, which was originally an MT40 song that we took over.
That's why there's a little
an asterisk. But we took that over.
And
then we're gonna maybe play POTUS and then something else.
Okay. Awesome. Are you gonna play all 8 of these songs?
No.
We only have
on your show,
11 more
on
minutes.
On your show.
Oh yeah.
On Saturday?
Yeah. Those are all the songs we have.
It totals about 17
Are you
going to
play them in this order?
No,
we have a different set list.
Let's get started.
It sounds different live than on recording.
No kidding.
Well. We're going to do Medicine, and then we'll figure out what's going on after that.
The more
Oh, what was that?
That was POTUS.
POTUS.
That was my first band after moving to Vancouver.
Sweet. When was that? How long ago? Well, vaguely.
2002-ish. And then we played the same songs for like 5, 6 years.
What's the name of that track so I can punch it in?
Apocalypse actually. Yesterday.
Okay. And
of course it is.
Was it yesterday? before that, we played another track from Softis. Medicine is the one that we played, and it's an MT40 song.
An MT40 song, yeah.
So if people want to get hold, is there a Bandcamp yet? How does that work?
There is, yeah.
Is there music on it? Nothing.
Not yet.
It's just to be...
Not till Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's the best place to get a hold of you. It's like there's a Facebook too.
Yeah, so what is it? Like softis.bandcamp.com?
Yeah. Okay. SOFTESS. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's soft test, like with three S's. So it's
S. Two S's.
Two.
Well, three.
Yeah.
In total.
Yeah. So it's not like softest. Soft test.
Yeah, it's because we had such a hard time coming up with a name, and then we had some awesome ones, but somebody wouldn't agree, or they was already taken by somebody horrible.
Fighting.
Horrible.
Internal fighting.
So much fighting.
Yeah. Like. And then so then we decided on softest with a T.
Yeah.
Like, because of the whole song, Softer Softest, which
but that's was
Bill's
terrible.
Favorite.
Yeah, and obviously that's terrible.
But then Nick from Shearing Pinks, I saw him at a show, and he was like, why don't you make the T an S and just be Softest?
So if you hate that, you can email him directly at isolatednowwaves@yahoo.com.
But it's cool. That means you have the actual name on Bandcamp.
Yeah, right?
As opposed to X-Softest X.
Yeah, we put up a header, and there's a photo, and... We pick some colors. There's black and pink. And we actually printed patches. So we put up some patches there for sale for $2.
And there's a MySpace page as well?
There's a MySpace page. Softest.
But it doesn't load.
Yeah.
It doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work
at all.
It's broken.
You can see some photos, though.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for coming out.
We are
running into it's almost time to get Feng Shui on the air. So if you're here for Feng Shui, they're going to be on. They're ready, so they're just sitting ready. We're going to play a few songs. They're going to be on at 10 o'clock. What are we going to do?
We're going to play. Bill put out a comp on Thankless Records a few years ago called "I Eat Your Legs." So this is a Doer song called "Untoward." And we're also going to play Bury Me in Eden after, which was also one of Bill's bands.
And the Doers is Shammy's old band.
The Doers is my old band.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks,
Thank you
man.
So much for coming. Thanks, we'll do this again, and we'll go for 3 hours.
Next week. Whoa.
All right. We'll
That's
figure that out.
A few times tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
circumstance and the new regulation.
Right. And thank you very, very much to Softis for helping me with DJing tonight and bringing all the music. Make sure you check out